creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Think about the beauty of the heavens with all the wonderful things that are out there. Then we have the beauty of the earth with its seas, rivers, plants and trees. All the animals, fish, birds, and last of all, man was created. In Ephesians 1 verse 4 and 5, we understand that man was created for the Father heart of God. So the Lord God made man in his own image and was well pleased with his creation. As Adam looked around, we can imagine him saying something like the words in Psalm 8.
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in the whole earth. You have made your glory higher than the heavens. I think about the heavens. I think about what your fingers have created. I think about the moon and the stars that you have set in place. What is a human being that you think about him? What is a son of man that you take care of him? You placed on him a crown of glory and honor. You made human beings the rulers over all that your hands have created. They rule over all flocks and herds and over the wild animals. They rule over the birds of the air and over the fish in the ocean. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in the whole earth.
God gave Adam lordship over all the things he had. And the same nature that was in God was in man. The spirit of God and the spirit of man were united. They were in fellowship with each other.
Adam and Eve lived in a beautiful garden which God had made for them. In the garden there were fruit trees of every kind that were good for food. God told Adam that he could eat from all the trees in the garden except one tree that was in the middle of the garden. God said if he ate from that tree, he would surely die. Adam was lord over this beautiful garden and all the animals. In the evening, God came down and had fellowship with Adam and Eve. Then, one dreadful day, Satan, the enemy of God, came into the garden in the form of a snake. Ooh. He looked at the position that Adam had and he wanted it for himself. He spoke to Eve and said, "Did God really say you must not eat of the fruit of any tree that is in the garden?" Eve replied, "Oh, we can eat the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God did say we must not eat the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." God said that if we eat of that tree, we will surely die. You can be sure you won't die, Satan told her. God knows that when you eat from that tree, you will be wise like God. Eve was tempted by what Satan had said. She took and ate some of the fruit and gave some to Adam. And he ate it. Immediately things changed for Adam and Eve. Instead of being in fellowship with God, they became afraid of him and were separated from him. With a heavy heart, God turned them out of the garden. Adam was sad, but Satan was happy. His plan had worked. Now Satan was Lord. and people became his slaves. When Adam and Eve were in fellowship with God, they had God's qualities. They were good and wise, faithful and true, powerful and kind, and full of joy and peace, and shone with God's light. Now they were separated from the God of love and were now the slaves of Satan. But God had a plan.
The world so much, but it gave his only son.
God gave.
The word.
His son.
So not be lost, but have life forever.
Thank you, James. Next scene.
God's plan to reach the people was to send Jesus, who had always been in heaven before our world was created. He is from everlasting to everlasting. Scripture tells us that God prepared a body for our Saviour. God's people had waited a long time for the promised Saviour. The angel Gabriel brought a message to Mary. He told her that God had chosen her. Mary was troubled when she saw the angel. She was wondering what the angel meant. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You will have a baby boy. You must name him Jesus, and he will be called the Son of God." Later, the angel visited Joseph in a dream and said, "Mary will give birth to a son. The baby is from the Holy Spirit. You will name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins." Although Mary was at first troubled by the angel coming to her and had no idea how this could come about, she trusted God to keep his promises. She will have a baby and he will be named Jesus. Her child will be the promised Saviour. God chose a path that was lowly and unassuming. God makes his long-awaited appearance into the world through this humble, believing young woman. Mary could see through the eye of faith that God was at work in our world. A few months later, the baby was born in a stable in Bethlehem.
I sing Jesus' name above all names.
Jesus,
Glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living one.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, God is with us. Blessed Redeemer, living Word.
Blessed Redeemer.
Blessed Redeemer, living Word.
One more time.
Blessed Redeemer, living Word. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Christ the Lord.
Oh, come.
Oh, come, let us adore.
Give you all the glory.
We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Christ the Lord.
Oh, come.
Oh, come. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Christ the
Jesus was fully God and fully man. As Jesus grew to be a man, he was tempted by Satan to do wrong, just like Adam and Eve. But he lived a sinless life and was never in bondage to Satan. Here was the man that was free from the lordship of Satan. Satan, sickness and disease were his servants, and all the forces of nature had to obey him. Although Jesus was free from the lordship of Satan, man wasn't. People needed freeing from his authority. They needed deliverance from his nature, like hate, jealousy, and rebellion toward God, which is on our list there. The day came when Jesus, the sinless one, died on the cross. to take the punishment for our sins so that we could become part of God's family. Satan must have thought that his lordship was secure, but after 3 days in the grave, Jesus rose from the dead victorious. We don't know exactly how it happened, but we do know that Jesus stripped Satan of all his authority and lordship over man. Jesus took from Satan the keys of sin and death. Now he reigns in heaven as King of all kings and Lord of all lords.
So the highway group has been declaring tonight that Jesus is Lord. In John chapter 1 verses 1 to 5 it says, "Before anything else existed, there was Christ. He has always been alive and is himself God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that he didn't make. Eternal life is in him, and this life gives light to all mankind. His life is the light that shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it." Jesus created everything good and perfect, including the first people. And he gave them power to rule over all he had made on the earth. And they enjoyed a close relationship with God. But all that perfection was spoiled when mankind chose to listen to Satan's lies. And man lost his relationship with God. And the right or the power to rule was taken by Satan. But God never gave up on mankind. In fact, he already had a plan to rescue people from sin and the consequences of sin and to reconcile us back to God. But sin had to be paid for. We could never pay the debt that we owe for our sin. So God himself became a man and paid the debt for us. No matter how dark the darkness may be, Jesus' light shines brighter and can never be extinguished because Jesus is Lord. Jesus was God in the flesh. He left all of heaven's splendor. He left his throne in heaven. And he came down as a little baby. He wasn't born in a palace. He was born in a stable. And he grew up. And even though he was tempted in every way as we are, yet he never once gave in to that temptation. He was a sinless man. And he lived as a perfect man. just how God had originally intended man to live and rule over creation. Jesus demonstrated God's power working through him by healing sick people, raising dead people to life again, setting prisoners free from things like fear and worry and addiction and sin of any kind. Jesus destroyed the works of Satan. Jesus calmed storms. He fed the hungry and he healed the brokenhearted. He opened blind eyes and deaf ears, and lame people walked because Jesus is Lord. Although Jesus only ever did good and never did anything bad, when he was 33 years old, he was killed on a cross. On the cross, he suffered for our sins. He took our punishment, paid in full the debt we owed. Isaiah the prophet prophesied about Jesus 700 years before Jesus came to earth. He said this, "Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. The Lord of all sacrificed himself for us. We didn't deserve his love and mercy, but he gave it unconditionally, freely, and he made a way for mankind to be reconciled back to God, paying in full for all sin. But it didn't end there. 3 days later, Jesus rose again. He was the champion over death. He destroyed the power of death. He took the deadly sting out of death because Jesus is Lord of all. Then he took back what Satan had stolen from man, the power to rule over the earth. And Satan can never be Lord. And everyone who belongs to Jesus, Jesus gives authority to rule again in his name. Jesus is alive forevermore, victorious over Satan and all his works. The Bible says Jesus defeated the rulers and powers of the spiritual world. With the cross, he won the victory over them and led them away as defeated and powerless prisoners for the whole world to see. That victory still stands firm today. It's for you. The way back to God is still open today. It's for you. Jesus, the Lord of all, has forever satisfied the fierce anger of God against the sin of the human race. What Jesus did was enough. The sacrifice he made for you, for your sin, was enough. Jesus has paid for all sin for all time. And because of that, you and I can have eternal life. Not by being good enough, nor by trying to earn it ourselves by what we do, but by receiving the salvation paid for by Jesus, the Lord of all. Why did Jesus do this? James read the verse, because he loved us. That's why Jesus did it. Jesus has already paid the price for your sin and mine. How good we've been is not the issue now, although sin is still wrong and we shouldn't mess with it. There is only one sin that separates you from God, and that is failing to believe in Jesus. So your salvation comes down to just one thing. Will you accept what Jesus has done for you? The only thing that will make you and I worthy to enter into heaven is that Jesus paid for your sin and mine, and that we have claimed him to be our Lord and Saviour. You have to put your faith in the goodness of God through Jesus. Everyone who trusts in Jesus will be made right with God. Anyone attempting to trust in their own goodness will never be able to live up to God's standards of perfection. The only way to have a relationship with God is to have it through faith in Jesus. You can never earn it. You can only receive it as a free gift. Salvation and eternal life are all about the Lord Jesus. There are not many ways to be saved. There is only one way to be saved. Jesus is the only way. In Acts 4, verse 12, Jesus is the only one who can save people. His name is the only power in the world that has been given to save anyone. We must be saved through him. Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to the Father is through me." Choosing to receive Jesus as your Saviour is the most important decision that you will ever make, because Jesus said, "I am the resurrection. I am life. Everyone who believes in me will have life, even if they die. Everyone who lives and believes in me will never really die." Then Jesus said, "Do you believe this?" And Jesus asks the same question right now. Do you believe this? If you do, if you have understood this and you want to respond right now, then I'm going to ask the congregation here to say a simple prayer, line by line, after me. And if you're serious about this, then join in the prayer. Speak it out loud with us from your heart, and God will hear you and you will be saved. It is that simple. So anyone who wants to join in, please say, "Father, I'm sorry for my sins. Father, I'm sorry for my sins. I believe Jesus died to forgive my sin. I believe Jesus died to forgive my sin. And I receive that forgiveness. And I receive that forgiveness. Jesus, I make you my Lord. Jesus, I make you my Lord. I believe that you are alive. I believe that you are alive. And that you now live in me. And that you now live in me. I am saved. I am saved. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you said that prayer and believed it in your heart, then you are a whole new creation. Your spirit is now alive with the life of God, and the Bible calls that being born again. You have been set free from the powers of darkness, delivered into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and there is so much more. Jesus said, and this is eternal life, that people can know you, the only true God, and that they can know Jesus Christ, the one you sent. As you grow in knowing Jesus, you will discover who you really are and all that Jesus has given you, like the power to live free and victorious over sin, no longer afraid, knowing God means what he says and he says what he means. Before you leave today, please tell someone about the decision that you've made. Thank you for listening. I'm going to hand back over to, who am I going to, Danny.
I'll just sing one more song, No Longer Slaves. If you want to stand and sing this. Great meeting, well done everybody. Fantastic.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to your family. Your blood flows through my veins and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God and I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm a child of God.
You split the sea.
You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God.
You split the sea.
You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. Oh, 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 so I could walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God.
I am a child.
I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of God.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are children, Lord. Let's just pray. Thank you, Lord, that we are your children. Thank you, Lord, that you have rescued us, that you've given us power. Thank you that you took back the crown, took back the keys of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And you've given them to us. Thank you, Lord God, that you have called us part of your kingdom. What an honor that we are kings and priests for you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Just help us and guide us to use that authority and that power that you've given to us to glorify your name. And not for our own glory, but all for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Amen.